A child can find joy in just about anything, and boy, do I mean anything. A cloud in the sky, an ant crawling, the wrapping paper on a gift that you were about to discard. There's a new book for children that celebrates those simple things in life and more, and the children that appreciate them. It's called And Here's to You. It's by David Elliott, illustrated by Randy Cecil. This book has been brought to our attention by Daniel Pinkwater, our special roving ambassador to the world of kitty literature, who joins us from his home in upstate New York. Daniel, nice to be with you again.
Scott, I often rove from my desk over here to the closet that I record in, and then I rove down to the kitchen for a while, then I rove back up to the desk.
True what they say, travel is broadening,
yes.
Isn't it?
Let me explain this book to the listening audience. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to explain. It's got nice art. It's beautifully colorful. The text is self-explanatory. The only thing to do is experience it. I will say this. It's from Candlewick Press, a comparatively new publisher, puts out a quality product.
Okay. Well, I expect we should just read it then, shouldn't we?
There's nothing else to be done.
All right.
It's in two-page spreads, mm-hmm. So I think we should each like just alternate spreads, okay?
Okay, sure.
You ready?
Sure.
Here's to the birds, the feather people, birds.
Here's to the who ones, the cock-a-doodle-doo ones, their breasts as red as fire ones, the sitting-on-the-wire ones. Oh, I love the birds.
Here's to the fish, the bubble people, fish. Here's to the spiny ones, the river and the briny ones, the toothy and the eely ones, all squishy, squishy-feely ones. Oh, I love the fish.
Oh, I love that one. Here's to the bears, the hungry people, bears. Here's to the black ones, the humps on their back ones. Here's to the white ones, the swimming through the night ones. Oh, I love the bears.
Here's to the bugs, the leggy people, bugs. Here's to the stingy ones, the weird and the wingy ones. Here's to the funny ones, the buzzing, making honey ones. Oh, I love the bugs.
I'm glad I draw this next one. Here's to the cats, the purring people, cats. Here's to the creeping ones, the get-you-when-you're-sleeping ones, all country wild and city ones, the giddy-giddy-giddy ones. Oh, I love the cats.
Here's to the dogs, the dreaming people, dogs. Here's to the howling ones, the running, yipping, yowling ones, all go-and-fetch-a-stick ones, the lick-lick-lick-lick-lick ones. Oh, I love the dogs.
Can we talk about this illustration a little?
Yes.
It's just a wonderful little girl with surrounded by dogs and her arms around two dogs, like they're all posing for a graduation photo. Yeah. It's so nice.
I can only say that the art is as good as the text.
Here's to the cows, the giving people. Cows. Here's to the woolly ones, the bonny and the bully ones. Here's to the silky ones and buttercream and milky ones. Oh, I love the cows.
Here's to the frogs, the singing people, frogs. Here's to the bass ones, the big nothing but face ones. Here's to little peeping ones and lily pad and leaping ones. Oh, I love the frogs.
Here's to the people people, people. Here's to the merry ones, the bald and the hairy ones. Here's to the mom and dad ones and polka dot and plaid ones. Oh, I love the people.
And here's to you, the you person, you. Here's to the sweet you, the messy and the neat you, the funny way you eat you, the head to your feet you, the bones and the meat you, the total and complete you. Oh, how I love you, the you person, you.
Yes, you. I love you.
A nice book.
It really is a nice book. It really is.
It's the pictures have a slightly like retro look.
Yeah.
You know, they're it's just, it's... It's A+. It doesn't bear explication or exposition. This would be a nice book to read to a sweet little child if you happen to know one, Scott. Take it home with you.
Yeah. One thing I noticed about the book and like to kind of be analytical for about 10 seconds.
If we can.
I like the way it, you know, refers to the cows as people, the frogs as people, the leggy people, the giving people. I mean, there's something nice about just the statement. You know, they're part of the circus here, too.
And it's also an homage to Rudyard Kipling, the Jungle Book. He always talks about the different animals as people.
Well, Daniel, thanks for bringing us this wonderful book.
It was my pleasure, Scott.
The book is And Here's to You by David Elliott, illustrated by Randy Cecil, and published by Candlewick Press. Daniel Pinkwater is the author of many fine books for children, for adults, and crustaceans if you give him the chance. His new children's novel is called Looking for Bobowitz. It's just reaching the stores, and it's already earning high praise from your better reviewers.
Yes.
Speaking with us from his home in upstate New York.
I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book, it's a shame I don't recall.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.